Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
I'm Carolyn.
And I'm Nathaniel.
Thank you for joining us today. We have an important and interesting lesson called Eat for Energy. That's right. If you want energy, what can you do to get energy? Well, of course, you can take care to eat good things that will give you energy. Nathaniel, what kinds of things do you eat that give you energy?
Well, if I'm honest and I'm tired and I want some energy while I'm doing my work, I'll probably get some kind of drink with caffeine in it. May not be the best choice, but that's what I usually do.
Well, I think a lot of people would do the same thing. Caffeine is an energy boost, for sure. Carolyn, what about you?
Well, many times I do the same and have a little caffeine, maybe some black tea, but I also like to eat chocolate-covered coffee beans or espresso beans, and they give a little burst of caffeine as well, but very chocolatey.
All right. Well, those both sound pretty good. I like chocolate, too. I also like to have almonds. I actually get a pack of almonds almost every day because I know they're good for energy. And I did this before I found out that actually almonds are pretty good for energy from today's lesson. We're going to learn a lot. Eat for energy. Let's get started with the first reading for the day.
Eat for energy. What kinds of food can you eat to increase your energy? It's the middle of the afternoon. You've been working hard all day. But now you can't keep your eyes open, and your mind starts to wander. Suddenly, a pain in your stomach brings you back to reality. You need a snack. You take a break and go to the nearest convenience store. You stare at the rows of chips, candy, and soda. But before you grab just any snack, stop and think. What food will give you healthy, long-lasting energy?
Hello, listeners. This is your Word Lady Ellen. In today's health article, we'll learn about some great foods that will give us more energy to get through the day. First, let's look at our key words. Wander. Wander is a verb. Try not to let your mind wander during class. Convenience store. Convenience store is a noun. I'm going to the convenience store to buy a drink. Absorb. Absorb is a verb. Your stomach is where your body starts absorbing the food you eat. Protein. Protein is a noun. Meat, fish, and eggs are good sources of protein. Your more information word is omega-3 fatty acid. Omega-3 fatty acid is a noun. What are some of your favorite food? Do they give you lots of energy? Think about that as we get started with our article.
Well, we should all try to choose foods that give us healthy, long-lasting energy. And in our article today, we will learn what kinds of food we can eat to increase our energy. And we get started with the article today. It says, it's the middle of the afternoon. You've been working hard all day. But what, Nathaniel?
But now you can't keep your eyes open and your mind starts to wander. Okay, so you can't keep your eyes open. What exactly do we mean when we say that? You can't keep your eyes open, Gabe.
Well, yeah, we see this word here, keep, and it's a word we want to talk about. If you can't keep your eyes open, that means maybe you're nodding off and you want to take a rest or go to sleep or take a nap. You can't keep your eyes open. So when you use that word keep, it's kind of meaning to continue to do something. I kept my eyes open. That means I was awake. I could stay awake. If I can't keep my eyes open, I might fall asleep. Well, Carolyn.
Well, I hope you can keep awake, Gabe.
Oh, thank you.
Yes. And there are many other ways that you can use this word keep. When you are carrying many heavy bags through an entrance, you might ask someone to please keep the door open so you can get through easily. How else might you use this word, Nathaniel?
Well, you might need to keep something away from something else. Keep the baby away from the oven so they don't get burnt. Something like that.
Right, so that's more prevention, a little bit different, but yeah, it's still another way you can use this word, keep. And the article also has another key word in that sentence, wander. And this word is from our word bank. So let's look at this word, wander. Now, if you wander, what does that mean, Gabe?
Well, when you're wandering, maybe you don't have an aim for where you're going, but you're kind of walking somewhere and you have no direction. You kind of wander. And it's kind of fun to wander through a forest or a field. If you have time and you don't have a particular thing you want to do, you can wander. But when it says your mind starts to wander, another word for that is daydreaming. Your mind begins to wander.
That's right. So you start thinking about something else. When else might you wander, Nathaniel?
Well, sometimes I wander around a store looking for something because I don't really know where to go and where to find it. I wander around until I do see it.
That's right. And you could also wander around someone's house if they invite you to take a look at their new house. You can wander a little bit, but don't let your mind wander. And in our article, we see that suddenly a pain in your stomach brings you back to reality. So you aren't daydreaming anymore. You are back in reality, thinking about what is actually happening. And you need a snack. Now, Gabe, how else do we continue?
Well, we continue. You take a break and go to the nearest convenience store. So it's true, if your mind starts to wander, and then you have that pain in your stomach, that pain that brings you back to reality, reality hits, and you need a snack, you can head to that convenience store. Let's take a look at those words from the word bank. A convenience store. I think many of you know what convenience stores are. Maybe you shop in convenience stores every day because they are convenient. They're close to your house, and there are many things you can buy there. What else could you do at a convenience store, Nathaniel?
Well, there are many snacks and many kinds of food at convenience stores, but they're there for your convenience, and they have a lot of things that you might need. They don't have a lot of options, but they might have something that you need if you need to buy it quickly.
And I would also say that convenience stores are ubiquitous. I know Steve and Ken used that word the other day when they were talking about things being everywhere. I think convenience stores really are everywhere. They are ubiquitous. That's why they are convenient.
That's right. And they have many different kinds of snacks available for you to buy. And we see in our article that you stare at the rows of chips, candy, and soda. So lots of different snacks, but maybe not the healthiest snacks. How does the article continue, Nathaniel?
It says, but before you grab just any snack, stop and think. So you don't want to choose some of these unhealthy options. Maybe you should look for something that will be better for you and give you more long-lasting energy.
That's right. And we do want to stop and think about what Liz has for us today in the Grammar Gym.
Hi there, friends. My name is Liz, and thanks for joining me here at the Grammar Gym. So what kinds of food can you eat to increase your energy? That's what today's article is all about. And we find this statement in the article. But before you grab just any snack, and that's our grammar tip sentence. Notice the phrase, just any snack. It means it doesn't matter what kind of snack, any snack is fine. We use this phrase, just any plus a noun, to talk about something that doesn't have any special quality. For example, I need to borrow a cup. Just any cup is fine. Or, not just anybody can come to this party. Only personal friends of the boss are invited. So friends, give this phrase a try. You can practice it just any time. And if you'd like to see some more example sentences, Then check out today's grammar tip section in your magazine. That's it for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. I'll see you next time.
Thanks, Liz. Well, we see in our last sentence of the paragraph, what food will give you healthy, long-lasting energy? And this is a really good question because a lot of the things we see at the convenience store might make us feel more tired. The chips and the candy could drain our energy, but we want something that is long-lasting. Now, Gabe, we were talking about this word earlier. Where else might you see long-lasting?
Well, long-lasting, I think of something that needs electricity. You might need to get batteries that are long-lasting. Long-lasting batteries that can last for a long time. Nathaniel, what other things might be long-lasting? Or maybe it's important to have something long-lasting.
Oh, that's a good question. I think of sometimes movies being everlasting or long-lasting. It's not necessarily something you would often say, but I guess you could.
That's right. Well, we want our energy to be long-lasting, and right now we'll take a little time to see Michelle in the language lab.
Hi, everyone. I'm Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们来看 wonder 这个动词。J-A-N 在这里是发 on 的音，念成 wonder。Wonder 是指漫步或漫游。例如 ,the homeless people kept wandering around streets. 这些无家可归的人不停地到处在街上游荡。Wander 也指蜿蜒。这个时候它就是一个不及物动词，后面要加介系词才能够加受词。例如 ,the river wanders down the valley. 这条河蜿蜒围绕着这个山谷而下。继续我们看的是 convenience store 这个名词。convenience 本身就是一个名词，意思是指便利或方便。所以 convenience store 就是便利商店。例如 ,I bought a latte at a convenience store this morning. 我今天早上去便利商店买了一杯拿铁。或者是 ,this convenience store's chain is making a great profit this year. 这家连锁的便利商店今年的营收非常的好。
Well, so far, this has been an interesting article because you are a character in the article. The writer puts you in there by using this word you and saying you're tired, it's in the middle of the afternoon, you need some energy, so you go to a convenience store to find something to give you energy that you can eat or drink. Now, this article is talking about healthy things that can give you energy and is going to start with a couple examples in this part of the article.
Eat for energy. Water. Yes, water. Your body uses water to absorb the things it needs. Water also helps your cells get the things they need to keep them working. Each day, make sure you are drinking enough water.Especially if you are exercising. Almonds. These little treats are full of protein, fiber, and good fats. They help you stay full. Almonds can also reduce your risk of heart disease. And they contain lots of omega-3 fatty acids that can help keep you focused.
In the second part of our reading today, we see two good ways that we might be able to boost our energy levels. And the first one we see here is water. Yes, water. Now, this is kind of interesting. Gabe, how is water going to help me increase my energy level?
Well, water is very important. It seems simple. That's why the author says, yes, water. This is very important. And it will increase your energy. We read, your body uses water to absorb the things it needs. So, of course, water is very essential. Nathaniel, can you tell us about that word there, absorb?
Absorb, yes, we're going to talk about that word today because it is a word bank word. Absorb. Now, if something absorbs something else, maybe like a sponge that you wash dishes with absorbs water, it kind of draws something in. Often we talk about a liquid, but it could absorb other things depending on what you're talking about. What's another example of that, Carolyn?
Well, another way you can use the word absorb is you can absorb information. If you are learning something new and you're very interested in it, then you can absorb that information into your brain and remember the things that you've learned. What are some other things that you can absorb, Gabe?
Well, I was also going to talk about absorbing things mentally. Everyone learns things in different ways. So which way do you learn best? How will you absorb information best? Maybe you absorb things best by watching TV or listening to the radio. Well, then, of course, Studio Classroom is great for you. Maybe you need your magazine in front of you. That's the way you absorb the information best. How do you absorb things best? That means you will remember it and not forget it. You can absorb these things.
That's right. So just like a sponge absorbs water and holds it in, you can also hold information in. Well, continuing on in the article, we see that water also helps your cells get the things they need to keep them working. And we see this word keep again that we talked about earlier in the article. So it helps your body to continue to work. And that is very, very important. How do we continue, Nathaniel?
Well, the next sentence says, each day, make sure you are drinking enough water, especially if you are exercising. Why should that matter? Why would we need more water if we're exercising, Gabe?
Well, our body does use water that we have, and so when we're exercising, it uses even more. It uses everything inside of us, really, and so we need to make sure that we are being hydrated. That's another word for drinking enough water, is staying hydrated. So it's true, when you go out to exercise, bring a water bottle with you, go exercising, and drink plenty of water.
That's right, and exercising is another great way to stay healthy, and I think that earlier Nathaniel had mentioned that this article is talking all about you. Mm-hmm. It's all about you today and how you can boost your energy levels. And I think Ken and Steve have a little more information for you in the Info Cloud.
Hi, friends. Did you notice something peculiar about today's article? It's talking to you. Notice how the article starts. It's the middle of the afternoon. You've been working hard all day, but now you can't keep your eyes open, and your mind starts to wander.
What we have here is what's called second-person narrative. This is the point of view of the reader. Using second-person narrative makes the reader, you, feel as if you're a character within a story.
Second-person narrative is actually one form of literary narration, which is the way you write from a particular point of view. The most common narrative is third-person narrative. This is where you use the he-she form, as in, he walked down the street, or she picked up the phone.
In newspapers, textbooks, or encyclopedias, the text is often written in the third person.
And, of course, there's the first-person narrative, and that is writing from the I point of view, as in, I walked down the street, I picked up the phone. We often see the first-person narrative used in novels. So the next time you write a composition, try using a different form of literary narration. You might be pleasantly surprised by the result.
我们今天可以来讨论 literary narration 文学的叙述观点。注意到课文一开始就用 you， 当作者直接称读者为你的时候，这就是所谓的 second person narrative， 第二人称的叙述方式。你就成为了作品中的一个角色。而最常见的叙述方式是 third person narrative， 第三人称。教科书、百科全书几乎全都是用 third person narrative。另外 first person narrative 第一人称是小说中比较常用的一个手法。所谓的第一人称就是以我作为叙述者。我可能是故事中的主角，交代自己的故事。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thanks, guys. Well, moving on to the second recommendation for today, we see almonds. These little treats are full of protein, fiber, and good fats. So an almond is a small nut, and it's very tasty, and we see that it's full of protein, and protein today is one of our word bank words. Nathaniel, what is protein?
Well, protein is an interesting thing. In school, I think you usually learn that it's like a chain of what we call amino acids. But I think more importantly, you can find protein when you eat meat, some nuts, and some other kinds of food, maybe like beans or something like that. It's something that your body needs to function.
That's right. So protein is very important when you are trying to build muscle. You need to have lots of protein. How else might we need protein, Gabe?
Well, you could also find them in different kinds of cheeses. If you're not eating a lot of meat, but you need your protein, maybe you want to make a protein drink. There are certain powders or mixes that you can use to make a drink, kind of like a smoothie, and that can give you a lot of protein. Or people also eat energy bars. They are protein bars. They kind of look like candy bars, but they have lots of good things inside, lots of protein.
That's right, and things that have protein, fiber, and good fats, as we see continuing in the article, they help you stay full. So almonds make you feel like you don't need to eat very much more. And almonds can also reduce your risk of heart disease. And they contain lots of omega-3 fatty acids that can help keep you focused. Oh, so you don't want to lose focus when you are trying to study.
Well, we learned a lot about these different big words here, like omega-3 fatty acids. This is something that humans need, but that we can't create by ourselves. We can't create this within ourselves, but humans do need these kinds of things.
That's right, and they are very good for your heart. Well, I think Michelle has a little bit more information for us in the language lab.
OK, 继续我们来看 absorb 这个动词。absorb 是指吸收。例如 the medicine can be absorbed completely in 20 minutes. 这个药剂20分钟内就可以被完全吸收。或者是 these solar panels absorb heat from the sun and transform it into energy. 这些太阳能板吸收太阳的热然后转化成能量。例如 airbags can absorb the impact of car crashes. 气囊可以吸收车子冲撞的力量。最后我们看的是 protein 这个不可数名词 protein 是指蛋白质例如 athletes need to take in a lot of protein to have strong muscles 运动员需要吸收许多的蛋白质才有强壮的肌肉或者是 nuts and soybeans are rich in protein 坚果跟黄豆都含有丰富的蛋白质或者是 white meat is a healthy source of protein 白肉是健康的蛋白质来源 and let's return to our teachers
Well, today we've learned about two things that you can use to help boost your energy. We can drink more water and eat almonds if we're feeling a little hungry in the afternoon, but I wonder what other things you can do to boost your energy. Do you have any ideas, Nathaniel?
Well, I do something that gives me some mental energy if I need it. Sometimes if I'm feeling tired, I'll go onto YouTube and find a funny video or a very upbeat, fast song, and sometimes it can...up my energy.
Oh, so it makes you feel very energetic. What sort of things do you do, Gabe?
I actually agree with Nathaniel. I think that if you have a job that requires creativity of some kind, it's good to look at those kinds of videos that can kind of inspire you or get your mind thinking. But I also like to maybe get out and walk around outside for a little bit, get a breath of fresh air, just a little change of scenery, a change of pace. That is good for energy as well.
That's right. Well, taking a little break, getting some exercise, stretching can all help you to relieve some stress and get a little more energy in the afternoon. And we have some more suggestions for you tomorrow. So I hope you will come back and join us here at Studio Classroom. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The Adventures of Tom Sawyer by Mark Twain.
I'm going to mark We'll have to wait till the people go and the lights are out. There's no hurry.
Huck was sure that they were going to wait in silence, and silence was very dangerous. He started to move away backwards, hardly breathing. One step, another. It was safe to turn. He turned and walked forward, still carefully. At last it was safe to run, and he ran down the hill to the old Welsh farmer's house. There he banged on the door. The heads of the old man and his two strong sons looked out of windows.
Who's banging? What do you want?
Let me in. Quick.
Huck was nearly crying.
Is that Huckleberry Finn? All right, boys, let him in. Let's see what the trouble is.
3 minutes later, the old man and his sons, carrying guns, started up the hill. Huck went with them to show them the way, but he stopped 50 meters before the place where he had heard the two men. He hid behind a rock while the Welshman and his sons went on. Suddenly there was a great banging of guns, and then a cry. Huck didn't wait any longer. He ran down the hill as fast as he could. Just before daylight on Sunday morning, Huck knocked gently on the old Welshman's door.
Who's there?
Please let me in. It's only Huck Finn.
It's a name that can open this door at any time. Come in, boy, and welcome.
They were strange words to Huckleberry Finn's ears. He couldn't remember ever being welcome before.